There are more than 50 babies born each day in Hawaii, and many of them will need a place to live in when they grow up. Developer Christine Camp says housing prices can be stabilized if real estate speculation is kept in check.
Glut the market with rental housing. Rental housing will make it so that there's less speculation in the for sale housing, because people are not going to buy a unit for sake that in 2 years that's going to double in price and so I'm just going to buy it and rent it, because they know they're not going to be able to rent it. If there's 5,000 rental housing coming up in the same year, no one's going to speculate to buy a unit. They're going to buy a unit because they're going to live there.
But Camp says developers aren't building rental housing because they can't afford it, and the use of government land with less than a 65-year underlying ground lease will not provide the collateral needed to secure a loan. She says one way government can help is to provide a pathway to home ownership to build net worth. Developer Peter Savio agrees.
If you're going to build a rental project, you have to build a rental project where the tenants build equity. Otherwise, you're just going to warehouse people forever and ever. A year ago, I read an article about Singapore where they're 95% owner-occupied. They saw that when you rent, all you're doing is using the poor as the funnel to flow the money to the wealthy landowners. It makes no sense.
Savio says Hawaii needs to be different. But 801 South development partner Ryan Harada says the Hawaii Community Development Authority is not making it easier to build workforce housing.
HCDA has done a good job in the sense that it did add this double density. Unfortunately, they're trying to make some changes to lower some of the income. My pitch to HCDA would just leave it alone. You have a proven 801 South Street project. We delivered over 1,000 units to the market in 4.5 years. There's not another development that's done that. So why are you guys messing with this? Leave it alone.
Harada says the role of government is to help developers with financing to keep it local with lower cost. Pushing the margins and limiting buyers, he says, won't deliver more workforce housing.
Anytime you try to legislate these types of things, it sounds good to all the politicians and the legislatures and whatnot, but reality is the developers aren't going to build something without a sufficient margin, and the banks aren't going to finance it if there's not enough margin, if there's not enough buyers to pay them back.
Developer Camp says government should leverage resources where it counts, because developers don't follow supply and demand formulas that don't pencil out.
If there's a pent-up demand, all you have to do is build it. Why wouldn't you be building it? And everyone said, no, it's because those greedy developers. And I would say, no, that's not the case. It's too difficult because no one will give you the money to build it, to get a 1% return or a 3% return while waiting 3, 4, 5, 6, 10 years. You've seen projects that get announced years ago, and yet you wonder, why is the lot still vacant? Difficulty in financing and permitting. That's what it comes down to.
Developer Savio says the affordable housing crisis can be solved, but elected officials must have the will and not just talk about it.
On one side, they want to create the affordable housing, but on the other side, they really don't. I mean, it sounds silly, but I'm convinced that it gives politicians something to talk about that's been around since the 50s, and they can say they're going to do something, but they've convinced everyone that they really can't. I mean, to me, it's a game we play.
Meanwhile, at a birth rate of 50 a day, more than 18,000 babies are born each year in Hawaii. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.